Look at the questions. Then listen to the second segment. Now you will hear the second segment.
Stephen Block is one of the most successful architects in the field today. His work graces everything from airports and office buildings to private residences. He is also a central figure in the area of sustainable design. Megan White talked to him about his work.
How would you describe your personal style?
I think architecture needs to be deeply rooted in its purpose, whatever is driving the project at its inception. What I try to do is understand this purpose, not just at a business level, but at a deeper, maybe metaphysical level. Because once a structure is built, it builds meaning on the site. What I mean by this is it becomes a focal point that defines that particular location. So I try to anticipate that meaning and define the project in those terms.
Can you give me an example of a structure that builds meaning on its site?
Every major landmark on Earth, the Eiffel Tower, the Empire State Building, each of those structures transcends its mundane purpose. Each is a symbol that defines the identity of the site that it sits on.
So you try to think in terms of what is the future identity of the structure and how will it help define its surroundings?
Yes, I think an architect needs to think like that, and not just in terms of a building's function.
What role does environmental sustainability play in your buildings?
Today, nearly one-third of the planet has been developed, and much of this is just sprawling waste. So a fundamental change of attitudes and values has to take place. For me, sustainability, in terms of how we use the resources, how we develop the site, this is fundamental to innovative and imaginative design. And it frees us up to be more creative.
How so?
Let me give you an example. We built a horizontal skyscraper in Shenzhen, China. Why did we do this? Shenzhen is a city that's grown from a village to 12 million people in about 30 years. The natural landscape has been totally obliterated by all this development. So we wanted to build something that met the city's needs for more office space, but didn't put any more pressure on local resources, and wasn't too tall, so you could maintain sight lines to the landscape. So we came up with this design for a horizontal skyscraper. It looks like a floating skyscraper resting on its side with a garden beneath it. The building is only 35 meters high and contains this lush tropical landscape below, with gardens, cafes, pools, all of which recycle the building's water. And the innovative design part is that we used bridge technology, such as cables, to avoid digging up too much earth. So the need for sustainability drove us to a design that's now become a focal point for the citizens of Shenzhen.
And this goes back to your idea of something that builds meaning on its site.
Right. It meets the functional requirement for more office space, but it's also creative, environmentally sustainable, and I think it helps to define what Shenzhen is and wants to be.
Now you will hear the segment again.
Stephen Block is one of the most successful architects in the field today. His work graces everything from airports and office buildings to private residences. He is also a central figure in the area of sustainable design. Megan White talked to him about his work.
How would you describe your personal style?
I think architecture needs to be deeply rooted in its purpose, whatever is driving the project at its inception. What I try to do is understand this purpose. Not just at a business level, but at a deeper, maybe metaphysical level. Because once a structure is built, it builds meaning on the site. What I mean by this is it becomes a focal point that defines that particular location. So I try to anticipate that meaning and define the project in those terms.
Can you give me an example of a structure that builds meaning on its site?
Every major landmark on Earth, the Eiffel Tower, the Empire State Building, each of those structures transcends its mundane purpose. Each is a symbol that defines the identity of the site that it sits on.
So you try to think in terms of what is the future identity of this structure and how will it help define its surroundings?
Yes, I think an architect needs to think like that, and not just in terms of a building's function.
What role does environmental sustainability play in your buildings?
Today, nearly one-third of the planet has been developed, and much of this is just sprawling waste. So a fundamental change of attitudes and values has to take place. For me, sustainability, in terms of how we use the resources, how we develop the site, this is fundamental to innovative and imaginative design. And it frees us up to be more creative.
How so?
Let me give you an example. We built a horizontal skyscraper in Shenzhen, China. Why did we do this? Shenzhen is a city that's grown from a village to 12 million people in about 30 years. The natural landscape has been totally obliterated by all this development. So we wanted to build something that met the city's needs for more office space, but didn't put any more pressure on local resources, and wasn't too tall, so you could maintain sight lines to the landscape. So we came up with this design for a horizontal skyscraper. It looks like a floating skyscraper resting on its side with a garden beneath it. The building is only 35 meters high and contains this lush tropical landscape below, with gardens, cafes, pools, all of which recycle the building's water. And the innovative design part is that we used bridge technology, such as cables, to avoid digging up too much earth. So the need for sustainability drove us to a design that's now become a focal point for the citizens of Shenzhen.
And this goes back to your idea of something that builds meaning on its site.
Right. It meets the functional requirement for more office space, but it's also creative, environmentally sustainable, and I think it helps to define what Shenzhen is and wants to be.